Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Clear for Takeoff with your host, Joe Montone, here at Holy Spirit Radio. Again, my name is Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend we celebrate Palm Sunday, my friends, and this is the Passion of the Lord coming up. We have a lot to cover on today's show, so let's get started. Number one, my friends, do you have a heart for God? Check. Do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this moment? Check. Once again, if you've answered yes to the four questions on our checklist, my friends, we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 through 7. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled and have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from the buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the word today, my friends, through the prophet Isaiah, we see that the word of God tells us that the Lord has given the prophet Isaiah a well-trained tongue, that he might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. So let's apply that, my friends, to you and I. Is your tongue familiar with the Word of God? Do you have a well-trained tongue? Do you have work to do in that area? Because the prophet Isaiah is telling us that basically God has called him to lift people up, to lift up the weary, those who are lost, depressed, the abused, the neglected, the incarcerated, the addicted, the sick, the mentally ill, those who are burnt out, those who are deaf, those who are blind, the people who have lost loved ones recently, the people who are weary, my friends, in your circle, do you lift them up? Or are you bringing people down? God calls us to be compassionate to those who are down and weary. And in life, you and I will suffer from weariness from time to time as well. It's just part of the life that we live. We all experience that. So he calls us, my friends, through the word of God to lift people up. To lift up those who are weary. Look around in your circle today. Who is it that needs to be lifted up by you, my friends? By you and I today, who can we lift up? Who can we bring the love of God to through the Word of God? Can we bring the peace of God to those who are frightened, who are scared, who are nervous, who are suffering from anxiety or depression? Those who are challenged with illness and cancer and who just had a stroke. Those who are going through testing and have a fear of the unknown. Those who are burnt out for different reasons, my friends. Make it a point this week as we prepare for Palm Sunday and the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ to lift people up, to give them hope and vision into the future. It's important. And the Word goes on to say this, morning after morning, He opens my ear that I may hear. What is the Lord telling you, my friends? Are you and I listening to God, or do we ignore Him? Are we sensitive to the inner voice, that inner calling that prompts us to do good things for ourselves, for our children, our families, for our friends, for our neighbors? Are we listening to God, or do we put Him off? And the Word of God says this, the Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. And in the first reading through the prophet Isaiah, we see the Lord telling us that He will not be disgraced because the Lord God, our Father in heaven, is helping him to carry out this divine plan, which will cost him his life. And it's a powerful example of the generosity that God has for all of us throughout the world in the history of mankind. Because He gave His only begotten Son so that we can have access to eternal life. And He gave it all. He gave His life. But He will not be disgraced, and He will not be put to shame for one reason. Because the Lord God our Father is His help. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Christ Jesus, though He was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, He emptied Himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled Himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Philippians today, my friends, St. Paul gives us a great message. He says, Christ Jesus, though He was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Are you and I, my friends, submitting to God, or do we want equality with God? Do we want to be God? Because today we see people who want to control the world, to control human beings in all respects. We see it in so many venues. But you and I, my friends, have to look at ourselves objectively. And are we submitting? Is God number one and we number two? Or is God last and we want to do what we want to do all the time? Think about it. God's calling us to lift Him up as a high priority, to make Him number one in our lives, on our list of priorities, week in and week out, giving Him more quality time adhering to what he says to do and not to do. This is important. And Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, is showing us, my friends, the example. Because in the word right here, through the mouth of St. Paul, the word says that Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, a servant. He came to serve, not to be served. The word goes on to say this, coming in human likeness and found in human appearance, he humbled himself. Humility, my friends. The word goes on to say, becoming obedient. The Lord became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So when we look at the attributes of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we see him, the servant, humbling himself to be a servant. We see him offering great humility amongst men. We see him obedient to the Father of all mankind. And it's powerful. So he's a servant, he has humility, and he's obedient to the Father. And yet he is the Son of God. And he could have done anything he wanted to do, but he offers himself up so that you and I can have a chance, just a glimpse of eternal life with our Father in heaven. Those are the attributes of Jesus. Now let's look at ourselves. Are we servants? Serving God's people? Serving our families? Or are we demanding to be served? Are we putting a lot of pressure on our wives and husbands to be served? Or are we serving? Are we lazy? Unable to get off the couch, to rise from the bed, put off some of our hobbies or sports to get to church on Sunday morning? Are we doing the right things, my friends? And are we obedient, not only humble to serve others in our circles, our families, our children? Are we obedient to what God says to do, to the Word of God? This is important. And the word from St. Paul says this, because of this, God greatly exalted him. God greatly exalted Jesus Christ and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, my friends, it's going to take a lot of humility for us to kneel down before Christ. A lot of humility to put our egos aside and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. St. Paul gives us this great message, my friends, that we together need to proceed in this manner. We need to submit and to place God on a pedestal higher than ever before, to show those who are ignoring God, eliminating God, putting him off, putting him last, removing his word from every venue that they can. We need to show them the great example. And God calls us to do it with great love, great passion, great zeal and enthusiasm. We don't want to be out there looking for equality with God, because God gives us the breath of life, access to eternal life. He gives us the beautiful gifts, graces, and blessings that we have been given in family life, the birth of a child, a secure job, a home, the provisions to provide no necessities for all of our loved ones. God gives it to us all, and we take none of it with us when we go to God. through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is important, my friends. Those of you out there, and we were all there at one time, who want the power, prestige, and money, the control over other people all the time, God calls us to submit. And remember that we're not God. We're not the ultimate judge of right and wrong. Only God can do that. Only our Lord Jesus Christ can make that happen. That's His job and not ours. Our job is to love one another. And it takes great humility to love other people. How much love are you and I bringing to the table of life each and every day, my friends? Give it some thought. Let's go to our gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. Jesus proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. As he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he said two of his disciples, he said, "Go into the village opposite you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you will answer, 'The master has need of it.'" So those who had been sent went off and found everything just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They answered, "The master has need of it." So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road. And now, as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds they had seen. They proclaimed, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He said in reply, "I tell you, if they kept silent, the stones will cry out." When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table with the apostles. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that from this time on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which we shed for you. And yet behold, the hand of the one who is to betray me is with me at the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes as is, has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to debate among themselves who among them would do such a deed. Then an argument broke out among them about which of them should be regarded as the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are addressed as benefactors. But among you it shall not be so. Rather, let the greatest among you be as the youngest, and the leader as the servant. For who is greater, the one seated at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one seated at the table? I am among you as the one who serves. It is you who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer a kingdom on you. Just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed that your own faith may not fail. And once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers. He said to them, Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you. But he replied, I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows this day, you will deny me three times that you know me. He said to them, when I sent you forth without money bag or a sack or sandals, you were in need of anything? No, nothing, they replied. He said to them, but now who has a money bag should take it, and likewise a sack, and one who does not have a sword should sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, namely, he was counted among the wicked. And indeed, what is written about me is coming to fulfillment. Then they said, Lord, look, there are two swords here. But he replied, it is enough. Then going out, he went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And the disciples followed him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, pray that you may not undergo the test. After withdrawing about a stone's throw from them and kneeling, Jesus prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Still, not my will, but yours be done. And to strengthen him, an angel from heaven appeared to him. He was in such agony, and he prayed so fervently, that his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. When he rose from prayer and returned to his disciples, he found them sleeping from grief. He said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not undergo the test. While he was still speaking, a crowd approached, and in front was one of the 12, a man named Judas. He went up to Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? His disciples realized what was about to happen, and they asked, Lord, shall we strike with a sword? And one of them struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said in reply, stop, no more of this. Then he touched the servant's ear and healed him. And Jesus said to the chief priests and temple guards and elders who had come from him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? Day after day I was with you in the temple area, and you did not seize me, but this is your hour, the time of the power of darkness. After arresting him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter was following from a distance. They lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it, and Peter sat down with them. When a maid saw him seated in the light, she looked intently at him and said, this man too was with him. But Peter denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. A short while later, someone else saw him and said, you too are one of them. But Peter answered, my friend, I am not. About an hour later, still another insisted, assuredly, this man too was with him. for he also is a Galilean. But Peter said, My friend, I do not know what you are talking about. Just as he was saying this, the cock crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. He went out and began to weep bitterly. The men who held Jesus in custody were ridiculing and beating him. They blindfolded him and questioned him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that struck you? And they reviled him in saying many other things against him. When day came, the council of elders of the people met, both chief priests and scribes, and they brought him before the Sanhedrin. They said, If you are the Christ, tell us. He replied to them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question, you will not respond. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. They all asked him, Are you then the Son of God? He replied to them, You say that I am. Then they said, What further need have we for testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth. Then the whole assembly of them arose and brought him before Pilate. They brought charges against him, saying, We found this man misleading our people. He opposes the payment of taxes to Caesar and maintains that he is the Christ, a king. Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? He said to him in reply, You say so. Pilate then addressed the chief priests and the crowds, I find this man not guilty. But they were adamant and said, He is inciting the people with his teaching through all Judea, from Galilee where he began even to here. On hearing this, Pilate asked him, If this man was a Galilean, and upon learning that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at that time. My friends, because of time, we're going to hold the reading there, but I want you to think about this. In the Gospel of Luke, the Lord says, The Master has need of it. The Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. What is it that he needs from you and I? The whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for the mighty deeds they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Are you and I praising our Lord Jesus Christ with joy? Or is it a burden, my friends? Do we do it out of love? In this reading from the Gospel of Luke, we see the Lord preparing for his death and then his resurrection. But his passion, his beating is coming. And this week, Holy Week, we acknowledge the wounds of Christ, the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ. We acknowledge all that our Lord did for us. And we acknowledge also that our Blessed Mother Mary was there to view it. And we give thanks to our Father in heaven for all that he gave us in giving his only begotten Son. My friends, that's our show for today. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day and God bless, and enjoy your Palm Sunday weekend. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.